cliffcentral.com.
Good morning. This is Wedding Central, and we are talking everything weddings. And today we're talking dresses, and we've got Lani from Lady Marmalade.
Good morning.
And we've got Rochelle from Van Vee.
Good morning.
Hello, Ntombi.
Hey, girl.
You back?
Yeah.
Same place?
Always.
So we brought the ladies in to talk about store-bought dresses. And there's a lot of things that brides need to take into consideration when looking at preparing the shopping experience for dresses. So we're looking to get the insight about what do you need to start looking at, what do you need to expect, and all those type of things.
Yeah. First question I have is, what do you find? I mean, obviously, you guys every single week are fully booked with people trying dresses, trying to find the right dress. What do you find brides are most anxious about when they start the shopping process? What do you like? What's the thing that's giving them the most sleepless night about particularly finding a wedding dress? Let's start with Rochelle.
I think firstly, they want to try and see what suits their body, and they don't know what suits their body type. And then also, they want to be different to their friends and other people they've seen out there. So it makes, they want to be different. Mm. So they're always, and they've Pinterest a lot and want to give us photos of Pinterest images. And we actually have to work, and that makes our work actually very hard to deal with that.
Yeah. And everyone's got different body shapes. So, yes, I mean, they really want to look very slim and sexy, but maybe it just doesn't happen like that.
Yeah, a lot of girls got an idea of what suits their body, and then at the end,
actually,
it doesn't work for them.
Yeah. Lani, do you think that's similar to, you find that's a similar finding?
Yes, definitely. And I also think the brides want to please their moms and the family members. Mm. So that's the unfortunate thing. They would listen to the bridesmaids and all the friends, but in actual fact, you know what works for your body, and I think you have to listen to a personal consultant that has the experience. But I think it's very important for brides to understand your mom will be there to support you, your best friends will also be there to support you, but at the end of the day, it's your choice and what will look best on your body.
Who do you recommend come with the brides to their dress fittings? Because I mean, I've been to a number of dress fittings with brides, and they come with their mom and their bridesmaids and everybody's got their, and you know, she walks out of the curtain and it's like everyone's got their own, like,
opinion.
And
as a planner, I just want to, just before you ladies jump in, Connie, what do you think?
I don't like doing dress fittings with clients because I'm not a girly type of girl.
Right.
And what I would choose and what is maybe suited for the client is maybe not, it's not fair on me to put my opinion
100%,
there. So that's why I always say go to a dress, go to a store and trust the consultant, because they deal with the body shapes every single
day. Every day, 100%. Yeah, I used to love doing dress shops, dress shopping with the brides, but now I don't. I just think it's too much of a personal thing, and like the moms are there and there's crying, and for me it's a business thing. Do you know what I mean? And and I don't think my opinion is like super valid at that point. I'm happy to go to like a fitting after you've chosen, just so I can see like how the dress works and how we lace up and, you know, those kinds of things, but not really interested in the bustling. So back to the question at hand.
We talk a lot.
They're like, who's being interviewed?
Yes, no, I definitely think a lot of girls want to bring 6, 7, 8 people, and that's not the best thing to do.
It must get quite hectic for you.
Yeah,
yes,
because
definitely.
They all have their own personalities and opinion about a dress.
Yeah.
And someone to outdo each other, because they're probably getting married, and you know, like they're all at the same age group sometimes, and you might find that somebody's getting married a year later or a little bit
or
before.
In the process.
In the process. Lani, I think you've had some experience.
I have a story. All right, so I saw a girl that looked absolutely amazing in a wedding dress, but her friend got engaged literally a week before she came for the dress fitting. And the friend, obviously the best friend, was telling this bride the whole time, no, you don't look good. This is not the dress for you. Don't take it. Don't take it. So the bride ended up somewhere taking a dress somewhere else, and a week later I saw the best friend buying the dress that she fell in love with.
I would love to know if the actual bride that was fitting the dress first ended up realizing that the friend had bought the dress.
I think they would. I mean, they would have been at the same wedding. So.
Yeah, 100%.
How do you explain that?
Yeah.
So I think you should take someone that you can trust completely.
Yeah. 100%.
Carly, you took your dad with you, and I think that was amazing, because he gave his opinion about it.
Yeah. I think parents, I mean, my mom is the frankest person maybe on earth. Sometimes it's unnecessary for that amount of truth. But I mean, oh, she's all about the truth serum.
No, I think and that's very important. Yeah. Make sure you trust the person that you're taking with you.
Yeah.
That they are focused on the best interest of you.
Yeah.
And I think that's why, I mean, my mom was buying my dress.
Yes.
But my dad was the one that I really knew that would tell me, Carly, that maybe your stomach looks big, whatever.
It's honesty.
Yes, and that's what you need. Are you guys open, or do you think it's a good suggestion to do wedding shopping almost in rounds? So what I usually suggest to my brides is go shopping perhaps with your mom or whoever's going to be, like we're saying, you know, the person who's best going to advise you and has your best interest at heart. Then once you have like a short list of maybe one or two dresses,
yes,
then definitely. Maybe go with the squad and say, absolutely. I was stuck between these two or absolutely. Whatever the case is. Otherwise, you find that you're dealing with a panel.
Yes, sure. No.
You know, of people that all have their own opinions and all have their own personal tastes. Some people just don't like ball gowns. Some people just don't like mermaids. So now they just won't, they're not open to seeing it on anyone else.
What I also find that works, I get a lot of clients as well, they come just with their mom. Yeah. And they do dress fitting, they get everything, we do alterations, all of that. And only on the wedding day, they actually show their bridesmaids when they get dressed, her actual dress.
Yeah,
and I that's like that. Just as good.
Yeah, I'm
I
doing
like
that.
I think that's actually the best thing to do, as much as we don't like to admit it. As females, we want our best friends there.
To see.
Sometimes it's actually the better way to do it.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. And I didn't even try on that many dresses. I saw we saw a dress and my mom was like, "Oh, I think that's going to look nice." And tried it on. We both cried.
You got your dress.
Finish, babe. Oh. We are done.
I need more information about that.
We are danzas. Now the next thing, silhouettes. And this is such a touchy subject, even for me as a planner, to tell a bride when she says mermaid and she shouldn't be in a mermaid. Like, it's such an awkward thing. And women are so sensitive about how they look. How do you broach the subject of silhouettes and like what looks better on what body shape or whatever the case is? How do you put it delicately?
Listen, you have to be honest. But let me be honest with you. If you're going to have a look in the mirror, it won't lie.
Mm.
So if you are not meant to be in, let's say, a mermaid dress,
it will show.
So obviously we're going to try on from a mermaid right through to a ball gown to show the bride exactly what is available. But that mirror will not lie. And in a subtle way you can tell the bride, listen, it's not working. But very subtle. Now, I can't tell a bride, it doesn't suit you. But Dylan, who is a gay consultant at my store, he can tell them and they love him.
Yes.
But I have to do it very subtly. So.
Yeah. It's because women compete. Like, we don't like to hear from another woman.
Absolutely.
But, like, if a man is just like, oh, girl, you know, but this
you know, they're just like, yeah. I think if someone wants a mermaid and you see it's not going to suit them, I actually suggest let's try one on.
Like,
I agree. The mirror won't lie.
Yeah.
See it, and then I'll suggest let's maybe try this, and then they can also see us. Even the people with them will see this is a more flattering fit.
Yeah.
And then you just persuade them in that way. But it is touchy.
Yeah. 100%.
And I think what a lot of clients or brides see is the magazines, and they see these beautiful models
that are
so literally skyscrapers, and then you have somebody come in and they're like 1.5, and they're like, I want, and just like, no.
Yeah, and that photo hasn't been photoshopped at all.
I wish I could show your face as well. The sarcastic look.
We'll squeeze you in.
Speaking about mermaids, sorry to jump in your mouth there. Speaking about mermaids, what is the most popular shape? And do you find that that's changed to perhaps what people were doing 5-10 years ago? In terms of silhouette, how has that trend changed? Where are we at now?
On the end of the day, I get this question with my brides as well. What is in fashion? What shape? I think, personally, mermaid, ball gown, everything is in a fashion trending at the moment. It's what suits your body at the end of the day. You get beautiful mermaids. I know the styles change, designs and stuff, but on the end, what suits your body?
Exactly.
is going to be the best. Mm. So there's no, for this year, it's mermaid style.
Right.
Yeah, maybe right. colors and all of that.
And
but
the types of fabrics start to change in the trends.
Yeah, so color this season.
It's back. Yeah.
Very, very big.
Yeah.
Like champagne's in new white.
Right, right, yes. right.
So there's a lot of
loving that. I was dress shopping last week with a client, and I saw that very subtle pink coming in.
Mm, it's like a minky color,
like a nudish.
When
yeah.
you see it on the rack, you it looks pink, but
it
the
does.
Minute you start the minute you put it on, it was like she was actually like, I don't like pink, but it actually looks so nice.
It does.
So it's very, very subtle. It doesn't look pink when it's on.
It
what
does.
Isn't it? It was called Mosquito.
Oh,
it was a mosquito.
That's a weird color.
What? Yeah, so that was just a description.
I hear them say like cappuccino and like those. Kind of, yes.
What are the typical colors a bride could look at for? You know, the different four dresses.
I think the most popular is still ivory. You still get your girl that want to wear a white wedding dress.
White, mm-hmm. white.
But ivory is definitely nudes with the colors, mm-hmm. champagne, your blushes.
Mm.
Those are the most favorite colors. I think I personally don't like white because if you take a white lace wedding gown and you look at the photos, the lace will disappear. But on an ivory dress, you can still see it.
I think it appears more richer.
Yes,
the ivory lace.
But we also have to remember that we have to look at the skin tone.
I was going to ask.
If ivory doesn't suit a skin tone, we can't go for ivory.
And you've got quite a nice. How do you explain skin tone?
What I usually do is I press the skin on the hand so that I could see if there's an undertone of blue or green.
Okay.
And that will kind of give me
even
an indication.
Even with the lashes, can you even see?
Even with
it?
You. But it's always lovely working with dark colored people because so much colors are working with them. I mean, you guys can literally wear anything.
You can wear anything.
Why, yes, of course.
I know.
Why, yes, of course. If I were to, I don't know how to ask this in a way that's, okay, wait, right? A lot of brides will say, oh no, I don't want to go shopping for my dress now because I want to lose weight.
Oh.
Or, you know, especially somebody.
And we hear that with every single bride. You're going to lose so much weight.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I want to lose so much weight. What are the guidelines in terms of timelines, in terms of ordering dresses? Because sometimes, you know, I have to say to them, look, the dress, like a reputable dress boutique is not going to order 8 sizes smaller. There's no way. They,
no. As much
just
as
because
really
you promise. Do. Yeah. No, I promise I'm going to be a size 32. You know, it doesn't happen. What, in terms of timelines and in terms of the weight, what should brides kind of keep in mind?
I think we need about 4 to 6 months for a dress to arrive. But, when I say girls don't lose too much weight, I really mean it. So try and order your dress 4 to 6 months prior to that. If you are going to lose weight, remember that 5 kilos is a dress size, am I right?
Mm.
That's a lot. So I don't mind.
5 kilos
I can handle
is
that
a dress
size.
Dress.
I think it's, well, yeah. might even be... Two
it could
sizes.
Listen,
really?
Guys, we can handle that stress. We can do the alterations, but a bride cannot.
Yeah.
So if she's lost a lot of weight or gained a lot of weight, then we
some
have
people
a problem.
Gain, actually,
some girls from
planning,
stress gain weight.
Because we stress eat as human beings.
I'm one of them.
Oh, girl, potatoes are my friend.
So I can handle it. I would say lose the weight you want. Let's order the dress in the size that you're currently in. And then when it comes in and you have lost, then we'll take it in.
Personally, I think 90%, 95% of the brides do lost.
Yes.
And there's always alterations to be done.
Yeah.
A nip and a tuck here. And
but is it, have you, from your experience, has it been drastic weight loss or just
have you had anybody that
have had drastic
really
yes yeah. And I promise you when they come and put their dress on they get so flustered and they're almost in tears because the dress is not looking the same anymore.
Yes.
And you just have to calm them down because we know what we're doing with the dresses and our alterations,
but this is now my concern. If somebody loses like a dramatic amount of weight, let's say, you know, 20 kilos or something like that, that can really change somebody's like their body shape as well.
Yeah.
What happens if now I've booked the dress and I've lost all this weight and now the stress shape is, it doesn't work?
Do you know with a ball gown you can get away with it? Can. Because you don't see the hips or so it's just a little, and your bust, you don't lose, you'd lose weight, but it doesn't change
genetically. You can still put fillers
and
in.
We can always
cleavage it up.
Yeah, we know how to build it up.
Give you something.
If you need help, we don't. But yes, if you need it, yes, yes. Okay, so with a ball gown, but what if it's a different kind of dress? So what I'm trying to get at is that once you've made the commitment, because brides, look, I call it rates of change. Mm. Literally every day. Oh my God, Ntombi, I saw this yesterday. How about we try? Like, they're constantly seeing new things and trying to change their minds. What are the chances when you've bought a dress, especially from a store, and you want to now change your mind, perhaps because now this dress shape no longer fits my new body shape? What are the options in a situation like that?
Then we need to make a plan. You either need to get something new, or we have to redesign the dress.
Or you have to start eating.
Or you have to start eating. Easier.
You know, for me, I always say to my clients, like, you know, is it necessary to lose huge amounts of weight just before your wedding and then put it all back on afterwards? I've had clients come in where we maybe not doing full planning or anything like that. We just see them from the time that we do their flower and decor mock-up to the time of the wedding. And you don't recognize them sometimes. Yes. And then, like, what did the groom, you know?
It's just such a big change.
Yeah.
Such a big change.
He loves you for who you are.
Exactly.
100%. So then that's that. Then I wanted to find out, what about styling in terms of now the accessories of this dress? Now, I've found my dress. Everything's great. I've paid my deposit. How do you then advise a bride in terms of styling? Now, the veil, the accessories. What are things to take into consideration now when I'm trying to choose my accessories for my dress?
I almost suggest to the brides, maybe at your final fitting, try and go for your hair trial, your makeup trial the same day, and then come in and try the dress on and bring your accessories, your earrings, all the different earrings, and then you can get the overall look, what you're going to look like on your wedding day.
100%.
And then also with that, then we can assist with a veil, what's going to suit your dress better, busy veil, plain, simple, short, or cathedral.
Yeah, so, yeah. What's on trend in terms of veil? Cathedral.
Oh, I love cathedral.
I also love cathedral.
I think it's just romantic and elegant.
I love a long veil.
Makes it formal.
There's
no. Do brides often go for the ones that are just like.
No.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't make it.
I feel like that looks.
I at your shoulders.
I feel like that literally looks like it cheapens anything.
Like, it looks like they're going to fly away.
Any second, it's too much of an afterthought. In terms of the actual things that now make dresses expensive, right? Now you're saying, okay, I hear you with the accessories. Dresses can vary. You can get a dress for 8,000 rand. You can get a dress for 80,000 rand.
Mm-hmm.
What are the things that make a dress possibly expensive? Because sometimes you need to, you know, we rein our clients in and say, ooh, lovey, if you're going to go for a dress that has all of X, Y, Z on, it's going to cost you plus minus. So what are those items that could possibly make your dress more expensive or perhaps even more affordable?
Lace is definitely a big factor.
Yeah, I think lace.
Swarovski crystals.
Mm. Yeah, the more beading. And then also the brides, they want to add sometimes a beautiful Swarovski belt, a detailed belt. And then when you start adding those accessories to your gown, it also becomes, and veils, I think people underestimate the cost of veils.
Right. What's the average cost of a veil now?
Oh, they vary. If you start looking at lace, I think... sure, you can start easily at 3.5 going upwards.
Then
that's your basic. It's still your basic lace.
Yeah.
With no beading, nothing on.
Yeah, 100%. And then they always wanted to, like, sparkle as they walk, of course. And then, you know, I've seen, like, veils can cost up to 7,000 rand. Exactly. And people think you're being ridiculous.
No.
But that's genuinely, like, the cost of what these things are. And in terms of actual material, I know Carly touched on it earlier. Mm. What are materials that perhaps are... that could make a dress more expensive? Because maybe if somebody's going for something that's all tulle, maybe that's a dress that can cost X amount versus something that has perhaps a lot of, like, I don't know, you tell us.
I think a full lace dress, that's full lace.
Mm.
And then on top of that, if you go look at your silk chiffons, all of those type of stuff, that the really you can actually... you can just feel the quality in it. You don't even have to wonder.
You can
wonder
see it on
why
the rack. It's amazing. It really is different. Amazing.
Yeah, 100%.
But I girls think, should also remember, that even with a tulle dress, a layered tulle dress, a ball gown, it's not going to be a cheap dress because there are layers and layers of fabric.
Yeah, 100%. It's like the greenery versus the flowers now. People think it's going to be, you know.
Yeah,
that's exactly.
Yeah, 100%.
I want to go back to when the bride is starting the process. What does she need to, what are the very important things she needs to start to take into consideration before she even attempts to go to a dress store?
I think her budget.
Definitely.
Because girls would go to a bridal store and have no idea what she's going to get herself into. So and you need to determine what your budget would be.
And I think it's to be realistic with it. Because, you know, I really don't want to go into a dress store and advise a bride on a dress that's 60,000 rand and she falls in love with it. Yeah. And then it's completely out of her budget. So I always encourage the client, rather be honest with what your expectations are in terms of budget and let's work within that.
Yeah, 100%.
Let me tell you what I think. Mm. If you have a budget of, let's say, 10,000 rand and you don't tell the consultant and we put you in a dress of 25, it's most likely that you're going to fall in love with the 25,000 rand.
Oh, 100%. 100%. It's very much... I always say to my clients, it's a story of heartbreak, and you'll never get over it. No. If you fall, it's the same with flowers.
You'll never
it's
like the dress that you settled for because 100%. You knew you liked that one.
You know, even with the photographers or whatever, just look at the things that you can afford because otherwise, for your entire wedding, and people grow resentment. Like literally, I've seen brides start to get angry towards their family or their husbands because they're like, oh, I wish they could have just, you know, paid extra for my dress, and then I would have had the one that I wanted or whatever the case is. Choose something that you know, and only look at the things that you can afford. It's no point because you're going to fall in love with something that you can't afford, and it's the only thing you're going to think about for the next 8 or 12 months or however long you're planning, because it's not going to be the same feeling that you have.
I think also what I would suggest brides is, because they come in there with no idea, and then I also tell them, okay, let's show you a 20,000 rand dress and a 40,000 dress, just to show you the qualities difference, and difference that you can see for yourself, and then because they actually don't know where to start with their budget as well. So it's a very touchy subject.
100%. 100%. What about somebody who is perhaps pinching pennies? What are their options from an actual bridal boutique? And I know your particular stores, Lady Marmalade and Ranvier, are quite higher end. But somebody who perhaps is, you know, maybe they are 10,000-12,000 rand. From a store's perspective, what really are my options for a dress? Or what do you suggest?
Well, I think we have dresses that's older stock.
Right.
So go in, have a look at that. So if you have stock that is part of the 2016 collection,
right,
then I'd say go for that option. Take that and buy that dress because that is going to be cheaper because we're going to make space for the 2018 collection that's coming up now.
100%.
So go for those options. Okay. There are always options. And you know what? I know girls would want to negotiate and see if the consultant can help you with the alterations. Mm-hmm. I mean, always ask.
Talk to us. I always say talk. Yeah. We can talk about
see
something.
Where we can help. Yeah.
Maybe do a rental veil then instead of buying so you can maybe save on that. Mm. Or rental accessories instead of buying.
What are the additional costs other than the actual dress that come with buying a wedding dress?
Alterations. I think a lot of girls forget about the alterations.
Yes.
What on average does it cost?
It depends on what the girl wants and how much weight, if they've lost weight.
Mm. Okay.
So I would say, a plus minus, say, 1,500.
Yeah.
I think that is a good budget to keep.
But is that for, like, very, like, basic alterations? Like, things like the hem, for example, or maybe taking in, taking out a little bit. But what about if a bride wants to now modify a dress? So let's say, for example, your neckline. Now she wants to make it more of a sweetheart or, you know, the more cleavage or... Now she wants to add
more back, or
she wants to add more sleeves, or now she wants, you know, those kinds of things. Like, does that then push it higher, or is that generally like just the range at 1.5? But if I want to start like modifying the dress,
then you're starting to change the dress. So obviously we need to look at that, and then we're going to pay staff per hour to change that.
And I think another thing that also adds to the cost is if you want to add a sleeve or a cap sleeve or anything, it's the lace, the fabric we have to purchase extra additional to the dress, and that also comes with a cost. And lace is expensive.
100%. Mm. Now, with that, with modifying a dress, is that sometimes possible? Because sometimes brides don't say anything at the beginning. They love the dress or whatever. They come in when the dresses arrive, they put it on, and now they want to make all of these changes. What are my chances once the dress is here? Or should I, maybe I should say, like, if they want to modify the dress, should they be stating that from the get-go? Or are all dresses modifiable, for example?
I think from the get-go, if they want to add sleeves, so we make sure we can get the same lace from our suppliers. Mm. And then, you know, sometimes the brides want all these changes, and at the final fitting, when the dress arrives as is and it fits them perfectly, they just say leave it as it is. It's beautiful. Mm.
So, and it also fits their size, because when you order the dress, you order it to their size, and then it looks very different because it's now for their actual...
Yeah, it's in proportion.
Yeah, 100%. Yes. In terms of... Sorry.
Go for it. I know you can talk a lot. It's okay. I'll just chirp when I feel like it.
In terms of styling, and I don't know if you have advice, but, you know, I find the brides are always asking, now in terms of styling their bridal party in comparison with their dress... What do you think, what would you perhaps suggest that they take into consideration? I know you guys do have some bridesmaids' gowns in your stores, but what, now I'm trying to style my girls in comparison to the dress that I'm wearing. What do you think, like, what would you advise?
I wouldn't wear the same dress as my bridesmaid.
Oh, for sure.
I think definitely different neckline.
Yes.
I think that's a
really
big one. So if you're going boob tube the bride, I think the girls can get away with a nice sleeve or a cap sleeve or something. Mm. I think change the neckline of the bridesmaids could be good.
Let's talk about these necklines, because there's so many different types of necklines, and everyone's like, I don't want a boob tube. But then you can have a sweetheart.
Yeah.
So tell us about the necklines and what shape of,
We're explaining.
We're all about the boobs. Yeah.
So the camera,
let's lock the studio.
But, you know, some fuller figure ladies, what for them out there, what is the better shape neckline for somebody with a fuller figure?
I love a halter neck with a fuller lady, because obviously her shoulders will be a bit bigger as well. And that will just make it smaller. It will make it appear smaller. It won't make it smaller.
Yeah.
It will make it appear smaller.
I was one of those.
But again, you have girls that really want a boob tube, and she has big boobs, and then we have to help her, and we need to make sure that dress fits properly. So we just add in certain cups on
the
inside.
Boning.
And the boning.
Yeah. She doesn't feel like it's
fullness. Yes, definitely.
What is it... I mean, we all have, like, the tug. You know, if you're wearing a boob tube and you've got big boobs, what are things that perhaps you need to take into consideration when you're taking your dress for alterations or the fit to make sure that I don't end up tugging the whole day? What are things or what specifically should the bride be saying, no, this doesn't fit right, therefore I'm going to end up tugging the whole day?
I think it's actually funny. I think if the dress fits in the waistline, it won't move. But because the dress is so heavy, girls will generally lift it up in any way.
It's in your head.
But it is a fact that if the dress is too big, you'll see it. So I always tell our brides, lift your arms, bend forward, jump up and down, and then you'll see, because then nothing will fall out or creep out, and then you'll know exactly it's fitted. But
also,
the girls will, I think they do pull.
It's just natural.
Yeah.
And I think the gowns these days, if you look at Lady Marmalade as well, there's quality and stuff. I think also they've got built-in bras. Yes. And my stuff also, they've got built-in bras. So the girls, they are going to feel secure if it's altered to according to you with that built-in bra.
I say to my brides, on the day, when we put her in the dress, I said, I don't want to see you touching this part. Because it just...
She pointed to under her armpits, yeah.
But it happened.
We're on radio. We've got to explain.
But yeah, I mean, they really do tug at those dresses, and it just doesn't look nice. It looks like she's not comfortable in the dress. So just walk around. And in the last final fitting, what do you suggest the brides do in that final fitting when everything's been altered? Do you suggest they walk around in the dress?
It's best. Obviously, they need to feel comfortable in the dress. Now, obviously, you don't want to walk in the dress at home.
Yes.
So walk in the dress for 5 to 10 minutes at our store.
Yeah.
Walk on carpet, walk on wooden floor, walk on tile, and see if the length is perfect.
Why do you say walk on the different surfaces?
Because if you walk on grass, it's normally going to happen that the dress or the fabric on the top layer will go under the tulle because every dress has a built-in tulle petticoat. On tiles and wooden floor, it won't happen. Yeah. So you have to take that in consideration.
And also, I think on grass and carpet and stuff, automatically your heel sinks in by
so you
even a centimeter,
shorter.
And it makes a huge difference on the length on a dress with layers and layers.
So on the day of a wedding, the bride's now, the dress is like tucking under as she's walking down to the chapel and she's like, oh my God, am I going to be able to do this down the aisle? What would you recommend? How is she supposed to walk?
I would suggest that they must wear a petticoat because a petticoat will also avoid of the dress going between your legs.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And that will just push it away from your legs of fabric so you'll be able to walk comfortably. Okay. Yeah.
I always tell my brides to kick their feet like out.
Yeah.
Is that right?
They could trip, but it's doable.
Just a little bit. You just like
tap your feet. Might cause entertainment.
Okay, maybe I should explain it better. But yes,
For me, no. But I always just say just walk slowly.
Walk slow. Yeah.
I just find that sometimes brides are so nervous that they're almost like in a slight jog. And you're just like, calm down. It's chilled. Take your time. You've got the whole song to get to the front. It's like 10 meters chilled. Just walk
slowly. I
think
it's nerves as well.
Yeah.
I've been a bride as well. It's very nervous walking down. And then you think you're going to trip. You just walk slow. And I tell them, after you've walked down the aisle, you actually then only start enjoying your dress. Because then, I can just walk. Nothing's going to happen.
Because that's your big reveal, essentially, when you're coming down the aisle. Everyone's kind of taking into consideration. Tell me now about the second dress, which is heavy on trend right now. People want the second dress for later on. What do you think, if I want to change my dress, why do you think it's a good reason to change your dress, and what should I be looking at?
I don't think it's a good reason.
I also don't think it's a good reason, but if you want to spend that money, by all means, do it. But it's normally a simpler gown that would obviously help you to dance a bit more. But I mean, we use a button and loop at the end of the day on the train, so we take the train away and you can dance, so it is comfortable. Why would you want to spend all that money and be
for
in the dress for
hours.
2 hours, change the dress? I would want to spend
Are you having two dresses?
11 hours in that dress.
She's not telling us.
She's not telling you.
You'll never know. Maybe it's a nude. Maybe I'm going down nude. That's how I found my dress. That's why we cried. don't you find... I've lost my train of thought. There I am. I wanted to say that I find a lot of my clients start out and they actually do buy two dresses. But a lot of them say, but I don't want to change out of the first one.
Yeah.
Literally, you find them saying, okay, Ntombi, I'm going to change at like 10 o'clock at night. And then I'm just like, girl, what's the point? There's no photographer still at that point. Like everyone's really drunk at that point. Like nobody's really going to appreciate the second dress. If you're in love with your dress, wear it the whole day.
Exactly.
Literally wear it out. Like, you know, the bottom must be dirty and you'll have some wine
on
it.
I've also had some brides that want the two dresses, but then they cut the budget to try and get two dresses for a little amount. I say, rather take that amount, put it together, we've got one big amount to work with, and buy something that's beautiful with lace, with crystals and stuff, and just enjoy one dress.
Yeah. And then you would want to be in that dress for the whole evening.
Yes.
How would you want to take it off?
And I've sometimes had brides on the day of the wedding, they'll like slap the groom and say, stop standing on my dress. I actually go over
they fight with their dad.
Yes.
Like when they're walking down, they're like literally pushing
and
the dad
face
away.
It's like, did you just do that?
We don't see that.
And I actually, you have to tell them, like, listen, wear this dress and let it happen because it's going to happen.
It is.
And you're not going to ever wear it again. So who the hell cares? You know, if it gets dirty, if it gets stood on, then it is what it is. If you want to sell it one day, it can always be fixed. And Tommy's nearly falling off her chair because it happens so much. But some of the photos, I think the photographers must see those photos of the horror in that bra.
Do you know,
I'm dead. Oh, those fights are hilarious.
I still think we need to write a book on everything that happens.
Oh my God.
Okay, so we pull it off together.
I think on the, also to, at that that point, it's emotions. Yes. It's just too much. I mean, the emotion starts at their final fitting. And she... no, Tombi's just going mad. She can't control.
Don't mind me. Do you ever have clients, while Tombi's trying to compose herself, do you ever have brides wanting you to help them dress themselves?
Yeah, we do.
Yes, definitely.
And why is that... why is that like not a possibility? Because a lot of my brides will say, can't the people from the store come and put the dress on? And it's just, it's not realistic to have that kind of expectation. Why is that a thing?
It would be an amazing idea if we could, but normally we're so fully booked on Saturdays and we want to see and help
new
brides.
And they know this.
Yeah.
So if we have temps that could help us do that, then we do. Yeah. But otherwise, we would ask the bridesmaid or the mom, come and see what we do.
So this the final fitting, you would encourage somebody who's going to be there in the dressing room that day of the wedding to come and help.
Yeah,
that lace. And
you don't need a science degree for that, so we not need it.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, and I'm also just always just like, it's just an additional cost. Like, if you've got a planner, your planner should be there for at least your final fitting, just to like see the inner workings of the dress.
So at Von Vey Bridal, we do offer
you do offer
same day dressing at the wedding. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so we initially go out and help them the whole day and put together and keep the mom calm, get the mother dressed. It always ends up dressing the mother and the bridesmaids as well.
It's quite interesting as well. Another one, and probably Matt fall off her chair, is that when they're actually getting the bride in the dress, because it's been fitted so nicely, then you'll hear behind the dress, did you put on weight?
Yeah, everyone gets so stressed.
I've got a story.
Yes, tell us.
And like,
tell.
There's the back fat.
So I had a bride, and, you know, she did her fitting. Everything was a lace-up dress.
Okay.
Everything was perfect. She took it for the wedding day. And the week after, she, I don't know, I saw her in reception. And I was like, how was your wedding? She was furious. And I couldn't understand why she was so cross. And she said to me, you gave me the wrong dress.
What?
I said, we will never do something like that.
Yeah.
She says, my dress didn't fit on the day.
Oh, my God.
I said, no, bring the dress. Let's put you in. And it was the bridesmaids just couldn't lace her up properly.
Yeah.
And they didn't know how to do it because she didn't bring anyone with her. And Shame. And I just said to her, why didn't you phone me?
Yeah.
I would have said, they must just
come across.
Strangle you and get you in there.
100%.
So strap you up. How long in advance do you get, and I know I'm asking this for Lani in particular because she's got a very specific time frame for lacing the dresses up. Lani, do you just lace up once and then off the bride goes?
No. Lace up is like a corset. So when you lace it up, I would literally give it 20 minutes and then lace it up again.
Mm.
And if you have an additional 20 minutes, lace it up a last time. And that dress will not move anywhere. Because remember, the fabric's now stretching.
Mm. Yeah.
So
and your body's adjusting to being in there.
Yeah. Hence, I'm saying 20 minutes. If you have 40 minutes, although I don't want to see a bride 40 minutes in a wedding dress in summer before she goes for photos or to the ceremony. But I would say 20 minutes max.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, being in a corset, have you been in a corset before? You feel it's fabulous.
It's amazing. So the more you pull it in, the better it fits.
And then as you go along, in the beginning you feel like you can't breathe.
Right.
But then you go along and you're like,
your body's snatched for the brides.
I always tell the brides as well, it feels maybe too tight,
but it's not.
But it's going to release, you know, it's like wearing pants as well. After 20 minutes, it's actually starting to mold to your body with your heat.
Yeah.
And it stretches by a centimeter or whatever. And it makes a huge difference on the dress.
100%.
Yeah, you know, pants as well. That's why I don't like wearing pants.
It happens with jeans. You know, in the morning, like you can barely button them. And then, you know, by 10 o'clock, it's all good. You're like,
no, girl, you've lost weight.
And then just about the fittings, you know, when I first started, brides didn't actually realize what actually goes into when you're going shopping for a dress. And they you know, they want to do 5 stores in one day. And
it's exhausting.
What do you like? Yeah, what can they do to prep for that? Or what do they need to take into consideration for dress shopping? What can they actually expect from the actual experience? Rochelle?
I think don't book too many in one day because you still need to get there and you don't want to be rushed. I mean, sometimes the brides come rushing because they're late and it's just then they're not ready. Their mindset is not ready mentally for the appointment as well. And also just bring the people with you really want there.
Mm.
And, and come with ideas as well.
Okay.
Some people come with no ideas and you actually, oh, okay, where are we starting?
Yeah, 100%.
But, to bring a bit of idea, come prepped as well, a bit of idea. And then from there, we can actually guide you to what would suit you better.
Mm. And is there generally a cost involved in doing fittings?
Normally,
shopping,
We...
And a lot of brides will say, but why? I don't go to a store and pay to try on clothes. Why do bridal stores charge to do fittings?
You're working with extremely delicate fabrics. So for us to clean our dresses cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
Hence, we're charging the fitting fee to keep the dresses clean the whole time.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to get into a dress that's dirty.
Yeah.
That fitting fee mainly goes towards that.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, definitely.
Something that also maybe brides that are listening should be aware of is that a lot of bridal stores don't let you almost go through the rack and pull your own dresses. It's very much a matter of sometimes sitting with the consultant, and speaking about your taste and your style and that kind of thing, and then they then pull dresses that are appropriate. Why is that? Why don't you allow people to, like you do at Woolies, and just say, oh, I like this one, let's try this one? Or why do you prefer the consultants to pull dresses instead of the brides?
Personally, I think a dress on a hanger looks like nothing.
Yes.
It's heavy.
It looks like it's heavy.
You don't realize.
Yes.
It just hangs. You don't see the beauty
sometimes
of it.
Sometimes they look very ugly on a hanger.
I'll pull out a dress. You're like, no, I'm not trying it on. And then on the end of the day, that's the dress I buy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can't judge anything. So I think that's one of my reasons why I would say some girls want to browse through the racks. Mm-hmm. But I think I would always say, you're welcome to go through. But then I would also just suggest what I think.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, what suits your body. And I know how the fit is obviously working with them.
Yes.
What's the average weight of a wedding dress?
It depends. A plain dress could be 3 kilograms, and we've had a dress that's 7 kilograms.
So I think average is about 4 kgs.
Yeah, 4 to 5, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're wearing that's again sweating on the day. Yes. I don't blame brides. It's because you're literally picking up weight the entire day. Also, another thing to keep in mind when you're doing dress shopping, you are going to be dressed by somebody else.
You got to get prepared to get naked.
Yes, 100%. I had a bride saying, oh my God, Ntombi, she's going to come into the room with me. I'm like, you can't put on a dress by yourself. Yeah. Yeah, you have to be prepared. You're going to get naked with a stranger. It's just kind of...
We've seen it all. We're used to it.
Yeah, I always say, dress consultants are like going to the gynae. They literally don't care.
They don't see it.
Yeah, they're just like, it's not even a thing. They're not even concerned about that kind of thing. So just take that into consideration. Just as we wrap up the show, what would you, if there's a bride who's planning her own wedding, she doesn't have a plan or whatever, best piece of advice you could give her with regards to wedding dress, what would you say to her, Lani?
Don't go too fashionable. That's my best advice.
Keep it timeless.
I mean, if you take a dress that's trendy now and you look at your photos in 5 years' time, what do you want to see? What do you want to remember? Do you want to remember the sleeves that were in at that time, or do you want to look pretty for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
100%.
I think I'm with her on that one.
Yes.
Just be timeless, because you've got that's the only thing you've got left of your wedding is your photos.
Yeah.
And even with a color that's trending so big this season, still I think majority of brides are still going for ivory. Some brides have ordered the color, then they phone me back the next day, listen, I've been thinking about it, let's just go to ivory because I know it won't date.
Yeah.
So I think color, now it's trending, but just be careful about that.
I remember
as well.
A couple of years ago, it's probably 8 years ago, they would have the white dresses with the red detail or the blue detail on the dress. And it does. You look at it now and you think, oh my gosh, it's so...
What were you thinking?
What were you thinking?
Yeah, 100%.
I'm a sucker for black on a wedding dress. But that's just my personal taste and my choice.
Yeah.
But that's one thing that I like.
Right.
I don't like the reds, the blues, the pinks, the yellows.
Mm.
Stay away from that. But if it's your choice, then again, go
at the end
it.
Of the day, yeah.
100%. And I think lace will never date. And especially French lace is very, very timeless.
100%. Yeah. I also say to my brides, consider how the dress makes you feel. I always say, if a woman feels good, whether it's a pair of shoes or what they're wearing or whatever, you are bound to have a better day. Like, just generally, you know what I mean? And then everything else falls into place. You know, your hair, your makeup, the day is just that much better. But if you are, if you have one doubt, even the smallest doubt, I promise you, it becomes such a big thing on your wedding day that you can't actually move past that point. Yes. So make sure that that dress, when they say like the perfect dress, make sure that is it is undoubtedly the best dress for you.
I always tell my brides, the people with you, they know you very well, but they won't know if that is your dress. You would personally find it. You will feel it in your heart.
And do you have that? Do they have, like, after all this time meeting brides and fitting dresses, do they have that moment? Like, yes. On the TV, it's like...
Absolutely.
No, they have... Yes, definitely.
Okay.
And only they can have that moment.
100%.
Okay. The mom has the moment sometimes 4 times a day when they go shopping.
Yeah.
But the bride must have that moment.
Yeah, and just a little trick for moms, you know, sometimes moms want to cry because, you know, say yes to the dress have spoiled everyone now, and they say, no, I have to cry, it's not the dress until I cry. I always say the real tearjerker is a veil. Just throw a veil on and moms are literally in puddles. Just grab a mop, someone help. Rochelle and Lonnie, thank you so much for joining us on Wedding Central. It's been an absolute pleasure having you. I love talking about dresses.
So pretty. Yeah. I just want to go try
them. 100%. It's always so much fun. I hope to anybody that's listening, they've really taken the advice and listened, and hopefully you keep that in mind while you shop. Please keep up with the conversation on social media. #WeddingCentral. Thank you so much. CliffCentral.com.